Brother Rick will lead us in attempts to explain Revelation since the beginning of the harvest. Brother Rick?
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Brethren, if this doesn't incite us for this weekend of considering aspects of how to understand the revelation that God gave His only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, I don't know what will. Blessed is the time spent in considering the revelation of God which He gave to Jesus. Blessed are we, for we're living at a time, as it says here, that is at hand. That means, as it were, in your hand. It's now. It's present. And brethren, it's more present now to understand these things than it was even in 1874 upon our Lord's return. It increases as the revelation continues to be fulfilled, for the revelation is the history of the gospel age. And as the gospel age is closing, we're living at the end of that age during this time of harvest, and the harvest continues. We only expect that we would understand this revelation even better. Of course, the foundation is built upon our returned Lord's message for us through that wise and faithful servant, Brother Russell, because the foundation of understanding revelation has to be rooted in understanding what Jesus gave as present truth. Having these things set before our minds, we can then feel confident that the Lord would have us to understand the revelation, because it's not meant to be understood in the next age, as it were, in the peaceable kingdom, although it will be perfectly understood. But it is for, particularly, we think, the feet members of the church to have their blessings for the things which lie before us. I believe this is Brother Russell's concept from start to finish, and I like to think it's ours as well, which is why we're here gathered to consider it. Now, my particular assignment has been attempts to explain Revelation since the harvest began. I'm going to start with a little bit of background on myself with the book of Revelation. I consecrated in 1978. I met with the Northwest Detroit Ecclesia, and the brethren there were always, as I remember, talking about prophecy and revelation. And they sought out fellowship with other Bible students who were interested in kindred subjects. So from the very first meeting, as it were, that I met with brethren, their interest was in revelation. In fact, the very first thing that I recall when Brother Norm Pedler was talking to me about truth, one of the things that caught my attention was, yeah, the brethren are studying Revelation on Friday night, and they've been in it for several years, and I thought, that interests me. That little study was an ad hoc group of brethren from several ecclesias in the Detroit area. They met at Margaret and Peter Furlodrewski's home in the basement, and they were studying Revelation, about a dozen, and they were spending years doing it. And they even compiled notes on their studies from chapter 1 through 13. So, from my personal little experience, Revelation was always a part of it. However, and this is a point I want us all to think about, the blessing of being told about Revelation, even when I was so new in the truth, was I was being told it by brethren who were sound in the harvest message. That's the angle of how they were presenting it. So that even though I was a novice, yet I was blessed in getting insights from a present truth basis. And I think that's what interests us if we're considering any notes on Revelation. Is it sound in Harvest Truth Basics? Now, the other aspect was that I married my wife, Ruth, in January 10th, 1981. And she was raised by her parents, Michael and Alpha Keturba. And if you knew them, you knew that they were very much interested in the study of Revelation. And they opened their home. Brother Frank Shalhoub conducted Revelation studies, weeknights at the Keturba home through the 1960s, of which the old reel-to-reel tapes, remember, were all made. And Ruth remembers growing up listening to those. So her and I would have the discussions. 1980s, we attended future event seminars that were held, and different brethren spoke on future event topics, many included in Revelation. 1982, at Southeast Michigan Ecclesia, I looked at one of our seminar programs. 1982, speaker was Brother David Rice. The subject was the seven plagues. I don't agree with his concept on the seven plagues. However, you know what it did for me? It gave me exposure. And that's one of the blessings of all the different points of Revelation that are still based in the basics of the harvest message. Exposure so that our minds can then be expanded on the subject. So often Revelation seems overwhelming to some of us so that we might shy away from it and not make the effort. But brethren, hopefully that's what this weekend does. It removes that concern, and it encourages us to look deeply into it. Exposure is part of the first step. Oakland County Bible students, in the Ecclesia on Friday nights, we studied the book of Revelation. And since 1978, I've discussed Revelation with many brethren. As I said, I obviously began as a novice. Even this morning here with Brother Dan and Brother David, what were we doing? Discussing Revelation and going back and forth on the points we agreed on, and then we got to discuss something that we saw a little bit differently, and it continues. The spirit is the spirit of discussing Revelation with an attitude and an outlook to continually gain a deeper understanding as it unfolds. So with this, I'd like to point out that Brother Russell really has laid so many, planted so many seed thoughts for Revelation. I'd like to pick out chapter 12 as one of the best examples of what Brother Russell did for us. Now, you know that we have our 1912 forewords in the fourth volume, in which Brother Russell expounds on aspects of Revelation very wonderfully for us there. And you can find comments by Brother Russell throughout the reprints and other of his writings in the volumes, and there's wonderful collections of that. In fact, one of the examples I think of, the name just escaped me off the top of my head. He's passed away, gone to his reward, and Brother Geisinger. He made an attempt to put together just Brother Russell's comments and references on all the verses of Revelation. And it's really quite a bit. But Brother Russell didn't write what he thought would be, as he said in the question book you can read of it, the seventh volume, which he thought would be on Revelation. And he didn't write that. And undoubtedly it was because not enough had unfolded as yet to satisfy him to write confidently on that. And that would have been quite a difference from the previous six volumes, wouldn't it? He didn't take any book of the Bible and just dedicate a volume to it. But he was thinking the seventh would be on Revelation. And I think he felt that because it was for the feet members of the church primarily, because we would need that in order to withstand the peculiar tests of that time. He believed in a future persecution by government and religion combined against the feet members, and the feet members would have a responsibility to give a witness. And even the great company would have a responsibility after that. And all this is identified in the book of Revelation in symbols. And so Brother Russell, I think, was looking forward to being able to explain that, thinking that he would be part of the final feet members. However, that was not what the Lord intended, and more time has gone by yet the vision, we think, remains the same. It's just unfolding. One of the things that I was struck with that is that in the very second page of the very first issue of the Watchtower magazine, Brother Russell cites Revelation 20, verses 2 through 6. Second page of the very first Watchtower magazine, he's talking about Revelation. I find that very interesting. Now, in December 1881, the Watchtower issue, December 1881, if you want to look in the reprint, it's page 304, so you know it's early. The subject is called, the title of the article is called The Antichrist, and in it he covers Revelation, the 12th chapter, and he explains the counterfeit of God's kingdom. And he, in this article, which is several pages, he's explaining that so many Christians have the view that Revelation, the 12th chapter, is talking about the glorious kingdom, that they miss the point, that it's really the counterfeit kingdom, that the man-child there is really the man of sin coming into existence. And then it goes into what the 1260 years of the woman fleeing into the wilderness really represents. This is pivotal. Now just think, 1881 is only 7 years after 1874. So early in the harvest work, Brother Russell gives us a pivotal understanding in the book of Revelation. Revolutionary, if you will. In the next issue, which is the January-February, that would be 1882, reprint 318, he has an article entitled The Beast and His Image, and that covers all of the 13th chapter of Revelation in detail. And he says in there, if you hadn't read this earlier article explaining chapter 12, please see it before you continue with this article, chapter 13. So right there, that early in the harvest message, Brother Russell gave a groundwork. And I think it was of the Lord's blessing, and yet an indicator that this was going to be vital information for us to understand at this time. Early in the reprints, you'll remember seeing the name Brother W.I. Mann. Brother Mann wrote quite a bit on Revelation there. Brother Russell was happy to print it. And yet, in these early views, while you find wonderful gem thoughts, there are some things that you aren't so convinced of or you don't really think really hold true. The key is that these brethren believed in the ransom for all, two salvations, no hellfire, no trinity, no immortality, human soul. They didn't have the God-dishonoring doctrines, and they were starting to understand, of course, they believed the Lord had returned. So their understanding on Revelation was unfolding. Even though there were certain aspects like that 12th and 13th chapter that Brother Russell laid down that you really don't have to change. They're still as good as when he wrote it. In 1877, The Three Worlds was published. Then Brother Barber published it, and underneath it, in a little smaller letters, and the other publisher was C.T. Russell. 1877. You'll find that in Harvest Gleanings 1, if you're interested. And sometimes when you're studying in Revelation, you look in the expanded comments, it'll take you back to that harvest gleaning. But remember, when you look at it, that was mainly written by Brother Barber. And the proof of it is in reprint 3822, Brother Russell says that Barber wrote most of the Three Worlds. But in that Three Worlds, among other things, they talk about the seven trumpets, seven seals, seven plagues, Babylon falling, who the two-horned beast is, that the seven churches of Asia are sequential in nature, not the historical seven churches back in the Apostle John's day. And they also cover the seven heads of Rome. And yet, in that reading, you'll find some peculiar thoughts in my understanding. Some is good and some not so good. But in 1878, the next year, Barber fell away. He lost sight of the ransom for all. And Brother Russell had to distance himself from that. So we think that there was there's some gems there, but it kind of makes it a little suspect on the other hand. So like we say, take it with a grain of salt when you sift through it. But if you're looking in the reprints, the comments on the reprints, excuse me, I said that wrong. When you're looking in the expanded comments and you see Harvest Gleanings, just pay a little extra attention to go back and look at it in the source and see if it comes from Three Worlds or something else. It's not necessarily Brother Russell's view if it's in the Three Worlds is what I'm trying to say. Now, next comes along what's called the finished mystery. We refer to it as the so-called seventh volume because Brother Russell expected to write a volume on Revelation. He did not write that book. As we know, in fact, the title page, it talks about the seventh volume, so-called seventh volume, as being the posthumous work of Brother Russell, and it was not. Posthumous work means he wrote it and it was printed afterwards. He didn't write it. Brother Woodworth wrote on the Revelation. Brother Fisher wrote on the book of Ezekiel, and I can't tell you who wrote on the Song of Solomon, but that's in there as well, verse by verse. Anyone know who wrote the commentary on Song of Solomon for the finished mystery?
I thought it was Fisher.
Fisher? Okay, very well, maybe. Thank you. So the long and short of it is, though, even though that turns us off, it claims to be the posthumous work of Brother Russell, yet brethren have related to us, like Sister Cox before she passed, who was a contemporary of Brother Russell, worked with him on the photodrama. She mentioned her conversations with him. She explained very briefly that the finished mystery basically was the general thinking of the brethren at that time on Revelation. The general thinking. There are some awful peculiar thoughts in there as well, but there's some gem thoughts. We find